All right. So, to grasp the wisdom from above, you need a mind from above. And to get the mind from above, you need the Holy Spirit. So the mind from above, so I gotta run here, I'm at a stoplight. So to have the mind from above, you gotta have the Holy Spirit. And to have the Holy Spirit, you gotta be born again. And if you're born again, you're extraterrestrial because you're not from here. You're strangers and pilgrims down here. This is not your home. You're a spirit creature walking around in a physical body. This is not who you are down here. And so, if you're outside of time, you're outside of space, you're in the eternal state in Christ, you ought to be able to see outside of time and space. And you can. And I'm going to show you how.
Turn left on South Regional Road, then turn right on Burnt Poplar Road.
Let me show you how. Here in a minute. Let me put this on the bottom. All right, I don't know, hour and a half later. I had opportunity to make some money, so I had to keep going. So anyway, what I was saying is, in Christ, you're outside of time, and you ought to be able to see outside of time, and you can. It took me a long time to get here, but I'm trying to show you the way. I'm trying to show you how to see it, how to do it. It's really easy because the Bible says you know all things. The Bible says that. You know all things. The Bible says you have the petitions that you ask for. I got this guy trying to cross over in my lane because he's impatient. He's probably drunk. He's from Pennsylvania. You have the petitions that you ask for, and the word petition, if you take the etymology of the word petition, it'll lead you to pet with a dash, and it'll lead you to feather, and feather will lead you to petition and pet, and that'll lead you to prayer, and to it also will lead you to fly and to burn, to move fast and to attack, you know. So let's say a bird is flying real fast to attack you. So you attack the throne of grace. You come boldly to the throne of grace in the time of need because you've trusted in Jesus. The veil was rent. So your petitions are no different than a bird flying in a cell attacking for what you need, not in a prideful way, but in a humble way. Maybe you'll say, Lord, I need some help. And you go boldly, knowing that God is hearing you and listening, not in pride, like you're going to tell God what to do, but you ask and you beg and you knock. It's humble, but at the same time, it's attacking whatever you're dealing with. Come boldly to the throne of grace, it says. The veil was rent. You're sons of God. Daughters of God. Sons of God. So you come boldly in the time of need. And you can go boldly even when there's not a need. But you see there's a need around you. You can be an intercessor. You can actually be, when it says kings and priests unto God, you can actually intercede right now. You're a priest unto God. So you have somebody around you who has a need. There's a homeless situation. So you create a nonprofit homeless corporation, you know, and you pray about it and God opens the door. But it's not selfish, it's to serve, right? It's all about serving. But anyway, let me help you see past time real quick. So in the book of Revelation, we see what's going to happen And then we see the eternal state. It talks about it. We saw in the book of Daniel, the Medes, the Persians, the Greeks. Who else? The Romans. Medes, Persians, Greeks, Romans, Roman Empire. We're actually in it right now as the ten toes, you know. And we actually see they're trying to mix the iron and the clay, right? That it'll never work, you know. That's what the RNA stuff's about. That's what they're trying to do. Turn you into a robot. But it'll never work. They might be able to put it on your forehead and put a 666 on your forehead or in your hand, and they might try to get you to take some vaccines, try to experiment on the population. So they're doing a big experiment to bring in the draconian system. They want to bring peace, but they can't rule the flesh. So what the way that they're trying to rule the flesh is through chemicals and through computers and through they want to get rid of the evil side of mankind through technology, but it's not going to happen. And God is trying to protect man, because if you were to be able to live forever in the flesh, you would end up hating it, you know. What I'm getting ready to show you, it might make you depressed unless you want to worship God forever. Then you'll be happy. But this place is temporary. And so when you look at the book of Revelation, you see the future. And it was written, his word is forever settled in heaven. It was written before the foundation of the world. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So what happened 2,000 years ago was just a manifestation, what had already appeared before the foundation of the world. So there's things written in Revelation that were already going to be, they already are, they just haven't appeared yet. There's things, when Jesus went to the cross, it already was, because in the mind of God, it already was. It just hadn't appeared to us yet, but in the mind of God, it had already happened. And so that's how you do it. The book of Revelation was written before the foundation of the world, because God knew the beginning from the end. And so even though it hasn't appeared yet, it's already happened. And so what you need to think like, and this will help you understand how, well, that was in a movie and then it happened. Yeah, because man can't think outside the script. It's already happened. And every movie, I can break every movie down into three different kinds of movies. It's either a horror show or a love story or a victory. And the time travel movies are actually time traveling now. I feel sorry for the time travelers. 99% of the people are time travelers. You don't have to be a time traveler. You can step outside of time right now by understanding with your spirit mind, understanding that you're already outside of time. And when you're in time, you're befallen. Oh no, I'm worried about tomorrow. Oh no, that's the end of the world. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. What is the depth of that? What does that really mean? What it really means is if you handle the matters for today, tomorrow will take care of itself. In other words, if you're disciplined today, if you're functioning today in a certain manner, then it's going to manifest tomorrow. Now, there are patterns that were set in your bloodline, in your past, in the history, in the culture, and the people you rub shoulders with. Yeah, there's things that can affect you. But if you just keep following the patterns day by day by day and keep doing the same stuff, it's going to culminate to a birthing. So Revelation is happening now. It just hasn't culminated to the nth degree, like the 666, okay? We know the Bible talks about 666. What is 666? It's the number of man. Man trying to be his own trinity, 666. Man trying to use the energy of the flesh. Man trying to use Acme tools. Wile E. Coyote trying to be God without being, but Wile E. Coyote is just nothing but a brute beast, flesh creature trying to use mechanical creations of man to try to live forever and get that food and satisfy that need. But the brute beast AI flesh mind is never satisfied. It'll never be satisfied. The spirit mind is satisfied right now. If you're saved, you're satisfied, or you should be. If you're not, something wrong. No matter where you're at, no matter what year you're in, no matter what part of time you're in, it's the same truth, and the spirit mind is the same because it's the mind of Christ. And so you can see past time with the spirit mind, because the spirit mind is the same today, yesterday, forever. And what is the spirit mind? The mind of Christ. And it says, you have the mind of Christ. And it says, you know all things. The Bible says that. And the preachers couldn't, I asked a few preachers, they couldn't understand, they couldn't answer me. Well, I had the answer. And you read verses in the Bible that says, you know all things. You have the mind of Christ. And you say, well, I don't feel like I know all things. I don't feel like I had to. That's because you're not meditating on it. You got the noise, you got the music, the noise, the TV, the news. But then when you step back and you look at the noise, it's just a repeat. Fox News and CNN are still fighting just like they were 20 years ago. The Super Bowl's happening, the red versus blue team, it doesn't matter the name of the team, it's still happening like it was 20 years ago. The nation's fighting, still happening like it was 20, 100,000 years ago. Russia, in the book of Revelation, comes against Israel, and China comes against Israel. And what happened today in the news? Russia and China made an agreement to help each other. It just hasn't culminated yet. Here's what I'm trying to show you. When the baby is starting to be birthed, there's birthing pains. You know the baby's going to be birthed, and you know there's precogs, and you know there's, I don't even want to use the word premonitions, or there's the cogs are turning. You know that baby's going to be birthed one way or the other. They're going to have a C-section or birth it, right? The baby's got to come out, even if it's alive or dead or whatever. It's coming out one way or the other. You know it's going to happen. And so here's the deal. You see all the stuff in Revelation, the rapture. You see the 144,000. You see the two witnesses dying. You see they're getting their heads cut off. You see all these things happening. Russia and China attacking. You see all this tribulation and stuff happening. And the judgment happening. Well, you see the judgment in partiality now. You see the 666 in partiality now. You see the Russia-China thing that's in Revelation. It's happening now, but you just see the foreshadow. That's what I was looking for a minute ago. It's happening now, but it hasn't culminated to the hilt. So when it all culminates to the hilt, that's Revelation being fulfilled. And so everything that's happening in Revelation is happening now. It just hasn't culminated to its birthing. It hasn't birthed 100%. But the head of the baby is coming out. You can see the baby being birthed, but it hasn't culminated completely yet. And so that's why we have the chaos and the trouble and all this stuff. And so it's already written. And so all you have to do is read Revelation, read Daniel, and you know the future. And then because the future is happening now, because you can actually know the now. You can see past time. So when you talk to somebody, are they in the AI flesh mind? Or are they in the spirit mind? Are they worried about tomorrow? Or are they just resting in today? And not only can you see Revelation right now, you can see Genesis 3 right now, because everything that happened in Genesis 3 is happening now. Everything that happens in Revelation is happening now. It just hasn't culminated to its full extent. But Genesis 3 is already happening. It's happening now. And every day is a new creation, a new start. His mercies are new every morning. Every day it reboots. That's why that's why the sun sets, because you reset your computer. That's why you reset your computer, because you reboot it. And so the sun resets, The computer resets. You go to your office and you reseat at your office. You reseat in your car. It just keeps repeating over and over and over. Why? Because it's a birthing process until the culmination of the ages. And what are you doing down here as a saint, as kings and priests? Right now, the magician priest class are kings and priests ruling the world. But in the millennium, you'll be kings and priests. And you will be the shapeshifter. And you'll be able to shapeshift. And right in front of you will creatures who will be human. They won't be able to see the spirit side, just like now. If it's happening in the millennium and you are the shapeshifter, then don't be surprised if it's happening now. There's angels among you, right? You cross paths with angels. You don't know they're angels. You're the shapeshifter in the millennium. For 1,000 years, you're kings and priests ruling. So not only is the birthing process happening with events, but it's also happening within you. So you're going through a test, you know. When you hit the eternal state, you're going to have to deal with some serious spiritual warfare that we don't even know about. But how do you deal with it now? The same way you deal with it now, you're going to have to deal with it then. You call out to Jesus. You listen to what the angel told the devil. He says, the Lord rebuke you, because he was debating about where Moses' body was buried. He said, I durst not bring an accusation against you. I just let the Lord rebuke you. He durst not bring the angel. The archangel durst not bring a railing accusation against the devil, but he said, let the Lord rebuke you. So my point is, you already see the beginning, the end, the eternal state, its worship. You see in Revelation 4, 5, and 6 that the elders falling down, worshiping God. So you see, not only do you see time, but you see the eternal state. It's a worship service. And you might say, well, that's boring to me. Well, it won't be boring by the time you're 80 years old and this place gets old and you've heard every conversation, you've seen everything, you've heard all the con artists, you've seen all the Jezebels and the legalists, and you've seen the game repeat 1,000 times. You'll be ready to hit the eternal state and just be praising God because you made it through. Because this place is... a struggle, just like the baby trying to struggle to get out of that. It's struggling, you know. There's a conception. So when you're young, it's pretty chill, you know. Then as you get a little bit older, it turns. There's more struggles, you know. The Bible says that in Proverbs or Psalms. Talks about the struggle and the Bible talks about you better learn truth while you're young. And I'm serious. This is real. I've watched older people who are set in their ways, and you try. I had a conversation tonight with somebody, a libtard, who already is in their box, and you can clearly teach them, but because they're in their box, they're not going to change. So if you're looking for the truth, you got to be willing to change. You don't change the truth for you. You change yourself for the truth, because the truth takes you back to source code. The truth takes you back to logos. And so these older people who are in these boxes, they can't escape because they've trained their mind. They've got all these preconceived ideas that they're not willing to destroy and start back over, because the truth will cut you and force you to go back to the stuff that you were wrong in and change paths. But most people get down one path and they don't go backwards. The whole purpose of truth is to when you go on a path that you shouldn't be on is to back you up and force you down the right path, the correct path. What am I saying? I'm speaking very clearly. This should be able to be understood by the spirit creatures, the born again. If you can see revelation in the Bible, and you know revelation is a revealing, the word revelation means to reveal, and it's the same word as culmination. So the culmination of the ages is coming to be. But for that culmination to happen, for that revelation to happen, just like the baby is going to look like its mama and his daddy, the culmination of revelation happening has to look like what's happening now. Has to look like what happened in Genesis 3. Has to look like what happened 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. So just like they killed Jesus and persecuted the saints of old, in the tribulation, they're going to be cutting people's heads off who believe in Jesus, just like you get persecuted right now. So the same baby that's in the womb, that's getting ready to be birthed, namely Revelation, looks just like the parents. And so what's happening today looks just like what's going to happen in Revelation, because every day is the same seed of truth that was established before the foundation of the world. So let me say it in a reverse that and play it slow and listen to what I'm telling you. The seed that was in the man, he gets with the woman. They make a baby. The baby looks like them. It's a copy. So the seed of the Word of God was before the foundation of the world. It was already written. And so it was written before the foundation of the world. And so we see Revelation is the culmination of the ages, but the same seed is from Genesis to Revelation. So every age has the same seed of truth, the same grace, the same law is threaded through all this. It's the same truth through the whole Bible. And so it's the same truth from when this place was created to when it's renovated. It's the same truth when it was flooded, it was renovated. It's the same truth when it's going to be renovated by fire. So the seed that's in that the baby that's in that womb of that mother looks like the parents, but it just hasn't come to culmination. So as we approach Revelation, the culmination of the ages, we see the birth pains happen more and more. We're starting to see the AI computer. We're starting to see the 666 more and more. We're starting to see the draconian system more and more. We're starting to see the Democrats going crazier more and more. We start to see their delusions. God sends them strong delusions in the book of Revelation, so he's sending them strong delusions now. God gives them strong delusions in Revelation. He gave Eve strong delusions in Genesis because she wanted to be her own God. He gave Gentile nations in the Old Testament strong delusions. And so he's doing it now, just like it's going to happen in Revelation. It's the same thing happening all the time. I got this brute beast flesh creature coming up playing the music while I'm saying something very important because I'm getting ready to go in the store. And so this knowledge will set you free that every day is the same. It's just moving towards the culmination. And this knowledge will help you see all saints can be a prophet. You can see the future. All you have to do is listen to what I'm telling you here and just say, okay, what's happening right now has already happened in the future, but it's just not culminated. In other words, let's say you go to the doctor and they say, well, if you keep doing this, you're going to get sick. And so the doctor can tell the future by what your habits you're doing, drinking, smoking, whatever you're doing. The doctor is going to tell you. So you see the future, but you keep ignoring it. You can be your own prophet. You can be your own doctor. So the doctor's telling you, and all you have to do is Google it and say, if I keep doing this, what's going to happen? If you keep eating sugar, you're going to get neuropathy, diabetes, and you're going to be weak. You're going to be leaning over, and you're going to have pain, and you're going to have inflammation and all this stuff. So you see it. So what do you do right now? You quit eating sugar, because you can tell the future before it happens, because you know if you just keep eating sugar every day, you're destroying yourself, and you already know what's going to happen. My point is, you can be your own prophet. You can be your own priest and king under Jesus. Jesus is the prophet, priest, king, but I'm saying down here in this walk down here, if the Bible says Jesus is the prophet, priest, and king, but we look at the Old Testament, there were a prophet, there were priests and kings. That tells you right there that time don't exist, that right now it's just a foreshadow of what we're going to actually see when Jesus comes back and Jesus is revealed. And he is the prophet, priest, and king. But right down here on the earth plane right now, you need that same pattern to function down here. So when you go to the doctor, the healing starts before you even take the medicine. When they put a piece of wood on your tongue and you say, you're creating a vibration in your body. When they put the pressure point on your vessel, on your arm, on the blood, they're changing the sine wave, the snake, the sin wave. When they put the blood pressure thing, they're putting pressure on your arm to change the sin wave, the sine wave. When you're going down the highway and your tire starts to make a noise, it's like bumps as you're going down the highway, you know you're probably going to have a flat tire soon. You can be your own prophet and see the future, because there's always a foreshadow, always. And it's not just in literature, it's in life. The reason the churches and other people don't tell you this kind of stuff, because they're in a box. And they think they've arrived in that little cult and that little ism and that little box and that little denomination. And it's just small, small thinking. And actually, when you see the whole pie, it's so easy, it seems small. That's why they miss it. It's so easy that people miss it. It's so simple that people miss it. It can't be that easy. The simplicity that's in Christ, faith alone and Jesus alone. So just like the simplicity that's in Christ, to be outside of time is simple. To see past time is simple, because it's happening now. It's happening now. You know the next movies that are coming out. They're going to have some kind of horror show. They're going to have some kind of love story. They're going to have some kind of computer that becomes self-aware. They're going to have some kind of computer that becomes self-aware that attacks man and tries to destroy the earth. But then there's going to be people that shut down the computer. It's the same stuff. There's a train going down the train track right now, real slow. I know what's behind him. Some train cars behind him. It's a series. It's a sequence. It's already written. It's already established. The future is already happening. And the copies of the future have to be in place now, because the seed is in place now until the birthing or the culmination. So the seed of the seeds of Revelation are happening now. And so as you look at the different data points, you see the seeds that are happening now in Revelation. So you already know what's going to happen. They're going to try to tie people to computer. The reason they're trying to leave the earth, go to Mars, is the only reason they're trying to run from the judgment of God. They're afraid of God. They know God is going to judge them. But they're so prideful, instead of running to Jesus and getting saved, they want to be their own God. And that's what happened where? In Genesis 3, hath God said, you'll be your own God. Do you understand? This is so simple that it's easy to miss. I don't know what else to say. I really don't know what else to say. And it's true with the Bible. It's true with your life. It's true with shapes and phonics and symbols and the news. It's true with babies and reproduction. It's true with farmers. Okay, here's another example. So the farmer puts a seed in the ground. Now, not all the seeds are going to grow. So you know that already. So you know that. But you already know, you've seen a watermelon before, so you know what the watermelon's going to look like. You know the future. As soon as that farmer puts the seed in the ground, you already know what's going to culminate and what's going to appear on the scene. So when Jesus appears, that's why you'll know it's Jesus. All these false prophets say, they go around the world saying, I'm Jesus. Why are they doing that? Why are all these people, one in Russia, one in Mexico, people all over the world say, I'm Jesus? Why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? I just told you how to know why they're doing that. Because it has to happen, because Jesus will appear. And so these are just foreshadows of when the real Jesus does appear. Yeah, they're crazy. Yeah, they're crazy. They're not Jesus. But because it's going to happen, that's why. Why do you think they're saying I'm Jesus? Because it was written in Revelation that Jesus is going to appear. They think they came up with that. No. There's nothing new. Jesus is going to appear. So right now there's people who think they're Jesus. And you might even be thinking you're Jesus because you're trying to fix or rescue somebody. You're trying to fix the narcissist. You're trying to fix your spouse. You're trying to rescue your kids. You're not Jesus in their life. You can't be Jesus in somebody's life. And that's why it's idolatry. And when you learn that about the narcissist, you get free. You can't be Jesus for any narcissistic Jezebel person. They have to run to Jesus themselves. And as long as you try to enable somebody and try to be Jesus for them, God spanks you. The Savior complex. There's a lot of men out there that have the Savior complex. I'm going to save this woman. No, you're not. She has a hard heart just like you did. Just like you used to. No, you're not going to save her unless she gets saved herself. You can try to evangelize by dating her or marrying her, but you're wasting your time. Why is there stuff in the movies about being a savior, people saving people? Because Jesus is the Savior, and he will appear, and he does save people. It's already happened. And so when you look at the now, the present, it's because it already happened in eternity past, eternity future. It's already happening. You're not doing anything new. Well, I'm learning computer programming language. It's just a language. There's already been languages before you came on the scene, before computers showed up, there were languages. Now, why do you think they call it computer language? Because it's a language. Python, PHP, C++, just a language. Ones and zeros, they're just languages too. Binary, hexadecimal. It's already been, people. That's how you know that what's happening now has already been. So you can look at the now and see the future. And you can look at the future and see the now. And you can look at the past and see the now. And you can look at the past and see the future, because it's all happening at the same time.